This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. You guys get your taxes done yet?
Ooh, I'm close. No.
Yes.
Filed and everything?
Filed and signed and sent off. Yep.
Where are you at in the process?
I've got all the papers together to drop off. I've got everything ready.
I've gotten my final return. So Illinois takes forever.
You've already gotten your return though?
All of them.
Wow, you are ahead of the curve.
Illinois, Missouri, federal.
Well, good for you.
Good for you. Yeah. I filed. I mean, we had them filed in obviously February because February was just basically almost yesterday. Do you do your own taxes?
No. No way.
Oh, you have a lot of real estate things that factor into making it more complicated.
And I tried to do it one year even before the real estate, and I was like, this was not worth my time. So, no.
How long did it take you to do it? Did you get audited?
No, but it did take me days because it was one of those, it was right after Trump had passed the tax cuts where they're like, you can do this on a postcard. You know, it's that easy. So I tried doing the one.
You're like, I'm going to need a bigger postcard.
Yeah, it was like the free version of TurboTax or something like that. And it was like, hey, you can just do this for free. It's real easy. And I started to do it. Well, if you have really basic just
one state.
That's a huge part of it.
It's a huge thing for us because we all live in Illinois and we work in Missouri.
So that alone complicates it enough that it's not worth it to me. But it was any little thing outside of the normal and they would charge you extra. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to do that. Well, that's $30. Oh, you got to do this. Well, that's an extra $50. And I'm like, at this point, I'm paying to do it and I'm still doing it. Why am I doing this?
Yeah, if you're doing it yourself, you want it to be a significant cost savings.
Yes.
Do you guys do it or you have somebody to do it?
We hire somebody to do it because it's exactly what Ryan was describing. Whenever I had my own business as a lawn mowing company and all that other stuff, they start ticky-tacking and adding on and adding on and adding on. And then we started looking at it. It's like, well, it's only like a little bit more to just pay somebody to handle it. And then you don't even have to worry about it. So that's what we ended up doing.
I am in no way, shape, or form compensated for saying this. I was a full paying customer. So just clarifying here that there's no benefit to me saying this. I asked him after it was done if I could say his name on the air. And he was like, yeah, sure. But Corey Myers at Tomerlin Law in Wood River. This little downtown street in Wood River, I went to Wood River High School a few times for basketball this past season for my son. But they're kind of reviving this downtown area in Wood River. It's just on the upstart. I think that it's headed there. It's not finished yet. But there's some really cool places down there. And they have this big, beautifully white painted building right on the corner. And Tomerlin Law. And I saw Corey Myers. And I was shocked at how affordable it was. How incredibly kind Corey Myers was. And at the end, I'm like, it's just done. And if it's screwed up, I didn't do it.
So, that's exactly right. Like, yeah, there's accountability too.
I'm always like, you know how like you send them off and you're like, I'm finished? question mark? And you just kind of hope that they don't show up at your door.
Yeah, because it wouldn't come back. I mean, I guess ultimately if the IRS ever wanted to audit you, it would come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of kind of passing the buck you can do when you say, no, I didn't even do the taxes. Here, somebody else did this.
And if something comes up and it needs to be fixed, that the person who's fixing it would know.
Yeah, they'd know.
The language. I'm always like, I have no idea. So I wanted to give a shout out to Corey Myers. Tomerlin Law, not in any way, shape, or form compensated for that. I was a normal run-of-the-mill paying customer, hadn't gone to him personally before, and I was like, ooh, let's do this again. Not for a year, but yeah.
I'm glad you said that about Wood River, because I've thought the same thing. The last couple of years, every time I've gone to downtown Wood River, which is not a place I have a reason to mm-hmm. go, but you know, so once in a great while that I drive through there, I thought, man, this actually, it has a lot of character. It needs a little bit of investment. I think they're getting it.
Yeah.
Where people are starting to turn around. And a big shout out, the last time I was there, it was to go to Atomic Pinball in downtown Wood River.
I think I might have seen that.
It's a cool place.
What is it?
It's just pinball. Actually, I guess they have a little bit of arcade too, but it's almost exclusively pinball. Multiple floors. So they have a basement and multiple rooms. It's all pinball. A lot of it they rehabbed.
In Wood River?
In Wood River. Downtown Wood River. And you pay $10 and you go, it's just all you can play for an hour.
So you're not putting quarters in or anything.
Nope.
You're just getting in the door.
Cool. Yep.
I got some UFO's sandals from Cleary's Shoes and Boots.
In downtown Wood River?
Yes. Same street as Tomerlin. As Tomerlin Law, when I went to see Corey, I was a little bit early, and I messaged him. I'm like, hey, I'm here early. If you want me to come in early, just text me. So I drove all the way down the street just to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Cleary's was down there. I'd purchased shoes. I bought them online, and my husband picked them up. But isn't it nice to go to? Do you ever go to like a shoe store? And I'm not talking like Foot Locker. Like a place that deals in high-end footwear.
Yeah, there's a place in Collinsville called, I think it's called Red Wing.
On Main Street.
On Main Street.
Yes. I bought my husband a pair of boots there.
My wife loves going there because she, unlike me, I just get a pair of shoes for Christmas and I'm whatever. I'm getting older now where I'm like, maybe I should start considering getting better shoes. But
are your shoes all white?
They are right now.
All right, Dad. No, you got some gray on there.
Yeah.
You're in mid-age form.
The first time I wore these last weekend, I went immediately in the mud. Kind of on purpose.
Why?
Because new shoes that are white just look kind of dorky.
I don't understand you.
They just do.
I think that
right?
when you're talking about the Red Wing Boot Store, Cleary's Shoes and Boots in Wood River, and I know the owner there. He's a great guy, and we're not paid by these people. These are just experiences that I have. I'm trying to find out more locally owned and operated specialty stores that are experts at the thing that they do and seeking those out. Shoes is definitely something that I've been willing to pay more money for to get a higher quality pair of shoes when it comes to tennis shoes or sandals. And you go into these places and this is what they do. And they care about it because it's theirs. They're not hired by some large corporate entity or whatever. But going into some of these towns that might be in the middle of a rebuild or a little bit of a revival. I love old Main Streets. I remember when I was growing up in Edwardsville and Main Street in Edwardsville, I remember driving up and down that thing from time to time and just being like, gosh, this could be so cool. I used to want to buy the Wildy Theater when I was young. I was like, I'm going to buy the Wildy Theater. I'm going to fix it up and it's going to have lights on it. It's going to be cool looking and we're going to make it a thing. And thank God I didn't have to do it and someone else did.
Yeah.
And now I've been at the Wildy Theater. I've been on stage at the Wildy Theater when Tyrus comes to town. Tyrus is, you know, Tyrus travels the country all week. And he does, of course, Gutfeld probably 4 days a week, maybe right now. I don't know with Cat Timpf being out if he's in all 5 days a week. But he travels the country and does shows. They're comedy shows, but it's also Tyrus, you know, reflecting on what's going on in the news and everything. It's Tyrus. It's exactly what you'd expect when you go to see Tyrus. He did his very first show in Edwardsville, Illinois at the Wildy with
us.
Partnership. You know, I'm not going to take credit for his success, but we helped get that thing started. It was kind of an idea that generated from a conversation that we were having. And he's like, let's see what we can do here. And he made it into a thing. He's been back for multiple times, sold out shows multiple times, and now he's doing that all over the country. And that's on, you know, Main Street in Edwardsville has some amazing restaurants, great boutiques, just it's great to see new life breathed into some of these old places.
I didn't know Tyrus still toured that much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. So he's on
all over
4 days a week, but he's traveling the other days?
I don't know if it's every week, but it sure seems like that. And oftentimes you'll see at the end of Gutfeld, they'll show like, oh, Tyrus is going to be in this place, and this place, based on what still needs to sell. He's been to Farmington, I think, here in Missouri, too. We didn't go to that one, but he's really turned it into a thing, and we kind of helped him jumpstart that whole process.
He was talking to you once where he said, and this was a couple months ago, he said he was going to be in Peoria, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That was not that long ago.
Or Bloomington?
Somewhere that was not quite within our reach, but not far. But the theater thing is cool because your dream of turning around a theater is everybody's dream of those theaters. Everybody sees those and goes, man, that'd be cool.
Look what that could be.
And they've done it now in Edwardsville. I mean, the Wildy's very successful.
Yeah.
Collinsville's just there.
Where are they doing
That's the Miners Theater. And it is big.
Where's that?
Right downtown. Old downtown Collinsville. I mean, there's no other. It's just downtown. But yeah, it's a big, big theater, and it is open. They're doing shows there now, too. Highland is another one, Illinois. They've got a movie theater, but it's that classic look.
I went to see Walk the Line at the old Highland Movie Theater.
Oh, yeah, that dates it, right? 2008-ish?
And it was, I mean, what did it have? Like, maybe 10 rows of chairs?
I've never actually been in there.
Yeah, my husband and I went. It was when we were dating.
It doesn't look like it's big.
No, it's not. But it was kind of it was a fun day because it was like unique and different.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more. You know, when I think about buildings that are going up in the towns nearby where I live, it's like another building goes up and it's another bank. I feel like those main streets are where new fun shops get put in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to go shop there. It's important to support those places because that's kind of the lifeblood of the community. That's the flavor of the town that you're in. Edwardsville's done a great job at that. It's also grown massively. And that's kind of depends on who you talk to, how much people really like that. But if you came to Edwardsville for the first time, chances are you're going to like it for what it is right now. If you knew what it was 20, 30 years ago, and you long for the days when it was a smaller town, well, that's past. That's over.
Don't you want that for downtown St. Louis?
So bad.
Politics aside, people are like, oh, you always talk about downtown St. Louis as being so bad. Well, it's because it's bad.
It's bad.
We want the best for it, though.
It's not even just like the threat of your safety when you're down here, like concern that you might have that you are maybe not in the most safe situation. But everything is dilapidated. The old gas station, was it a Shell gas station right here at Tucker and something?
Oh my gosh, that was just like 2 months ago.
That it closed down?
Yeah.
There's graffiti on it, and I think it says Peace, Love, and Ranch. I go by that every day, and I'm like, well, at least it's amusing.
But
they put up these partitions all around it because I'm sure that they have to dig stuff out of the ground unless they're going to put a new gas station in there. But if they did, they might have to do that anyway. They put up all the partitions so that you can see all the construction. It's all graffitied immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that make you feel?
It just looks like it went from a successful business to trash in a week.
Yes.
And again, I don't know if they're building a new gas station there. It looked like it was a successful one. It's right on Tucker.
I didn't like to go there.
I didn't go there either because it was always a little sketch. But I hope that they're still... It's a place with high traffic. It should be successful. And yet, it could be just closed permanently.
What do you feel about all the weed shops that are popping up everywhere?
I don't get excited when I see that.
There are so many. I guess everyone that is in that industry has a dream, and that's their dream, and now's the time to jump into that business. But there are so many pot shops that are popping up everywhere. I'm not going to say which store I was in last night because they don't really deserve it. I don't know if it's their fault particularly, but I was in a big store last night shopping for some things for my kids, and it's a nice store, really nice store on the Illinois side, and I walked through like contact high, knock you over, you know, aura of marijuana smell, just so potent. And I kept walking and it kept happening. And I'm like looking around going, where is this coming from? And I was thinking about this. It's like if you've ever if you've ever been in public and you've walked through an area where somebody has clearly passed gas, you're like, you would like want to, if anyone's around, you'd be like, that wasn't me. weed is the new that wasn't me. Like, you could walk
for some people. Well, some people were like, I don't care.
I was walking and walking and walking, and it was getting stronger, but I could see no people. And I'm walking around, and I'm like, they're going to think it's me. That's not me. Do I look like somebody who would smell like this? I hope not. At that point in the day, maybe I did. But I just like thought, I wanted people to know, since I was the only person in that area, like, that wasn't me. I didn't do that.
It's a good comparison, though, because I always compare it to, is it okay socially to just walk around completely drunk and reeking of alcohol? No.
No.
It's not. But the fart thing is even better. Is it socially acceptable to just walk around crop dusting
no!
a store?
No.
No. It is not. But for some reason, there's a huge segment of the population that's just like, I'm going to get totally baked, and I'm going to walk around. And I think maybe because they're baked, they don't care.
I was just going to say, I think it tracks that by the time they're doing that, they're not concerned.
Yeah, that's probably why. But you'd think the same thing would happen with alcohol, but it doesn't.
I have so many questions when I'm in a place and I experience that. And, you know, you can't help yourself but look around and try to attach the smell whoever that might be. But I have so many questions, like, how did you get here? When did you start smelling like this? Where are you going next? Are you driving? Are you responsible for anybody? Are you going to do this more? Do you even know that we can smell you? And their answer is,
I smell it the most while driving, which means there are lots of people driving around high all the time now.
I've said this before, but my kids don't know what skunk smells like. It doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing, because in the car, to your point, you smell it. You drive past a car, and whatever they're puffing out of their vehicle gets in the ventilation system in yours, and you smell it. They just think, like, if they saw a skunk smoking marijuana, they'd be like, oh, that smells like weed to me.
Like, and they'd be like, am I high?
To get into mom's stash again?
That skunk smoking a blunt?
Yeah. They don't understand that skunk smells like skunk and weed smells like skunk. They think skunk smell like weed.
Yeah.
You are here in the timeline. This does not seem like when we made weed legal that this is the outcome we wanted.
Well, the people who voted for it, they're probably giddy. This is probably the outcome they wanted.
Yeah, I bet they're pretty chill about it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably real chill about it. And hungry.
How about when we come back, we gather together here on the Annie Fry Show for a state of the show speech.
Oh, my.
That Ryan delivers.
Oh, my.
Can you do that? Can you give the people, I think, you know, we might have some new listeners out there. They might not know where we've been, how far we've come, where we're going. And I thought, who better to tell them than you, Ryan?
You know what I love about this show is that at noon, I had no idea what the 2 o'clock hour was going to hold. And now I do.
Same. The state of the show with Ryan Wiggins next on The Annie Fry Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, I'm just going to jump in here and say, let's talk about the state of the Annie Fry Show.
What song was that?
I don't know, but we shouldn't play it again. I'm sorry for that.
I'm sure you've heard the song before.
I didn't have my headphones on. I just heard what we shouldn't have done. So
sorry, but
yes,
is what he should have said in the song.
And I would like to get on with the show and talk about the state of the show, which might have changed in the last 3 minutes.
Do you want to give a little background of how we did this?
You can.
So at, we'll say, 1 o'clock?
No.
12:30?
Maybe.
Annie goes, we got the State of the Union tonight, you know? It's not called the State of the Union.
No, I said joint address.
Okay, joint address. Why don't you do a state of the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was in the show.
Uh-huh. 2 hours ago.
So it's not the easiest thing to just do.
Yes, it is.
But since I was able to step out a couple times, I was able to write this kind of while we were doing other things and find
music. I think
you're
setting yourself up for mediocrity here.
I am. I'm just going to warn you right now. Most of this, I'm not going to tell you that it's full of substance.
I'm shocked.
But you're going to find by the end that you've been on a journey.
Hit it. I hope you've put some production quality effort into this.
State of the show. My fellow middayers, I want to first thank Annie Fry, Brad Range, and Ethan Hannaford for the invitation to give this address today. Marcus Aurelius once said, quote, "It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live." Sun Tzu says, "Even the finest sword plunged into salt water will eventually rust."
What does that mean?
And that's where we are, beloved ones, friends, neighbors, listeners, and friends. On the Annie Fry Show today, I stand before you large in stature, large in personality, and large in every way. I realize not everyone stands as large, and I feel bad for you. Now, the show. The Annie Fry Show has never been stronger, and yet, in some ways, needs drastic immediate attention. Patricia Siekman, manager at 97.1, said this, and I quote, "I agree."
Thanks, Trisha.
So here we are, between Iraq and Iran. Just kidding.
No, we're not.
A little political humor never hurt anyone except Alec Baldwin. We are not between Iraq and Iran. We are between Missouri and Illinois.
We're not really between them. We're in Missouri.
I think of the tale of someone I met just recently named Lucy Jenkins. Lucy came up to me limping and said, "Sir, what can be done to improve the Annie Fry Show?"
That's not what I asked you to do.
Part of me wanted to scream at her and throw her aside, but Lucy was old enough to be my grandmother, so I didn't do that. I shook my finger at her respectfully, then shook her hand and thanked her. In my hand, a coupon to Krispy Kreme, $2 off a dozen. In conclusion,
this in 2 hours?
The Annie Fry Show.
Have you been sitting on this speech?
It's on middays, noon to three, every single day, Monday through Friday. And of this, we are sure. And strong. And large. The Annie Fry Show is ranked number 6 nationally, midday, mid-market, according to Barrett Media. You, who are listening to the state of the show, you raised $26,000 for Lutheran school scholarships only a month ago. You're a part of every event that we do. Every time we go out, we are always surprised at how many of you show up.
We're
which
shocked,
is always
really.
Fun.
Why are you here?
And this, in the words of our boss, Steve Moore, quote, is St. Louis's most listened to news and information talk show in 2024, unquote. Somehow, we don't know how that happened.
Or something.
Or something. I am pleased to say,
he doesn't know we use that quote.
Ladies and gentlemen, that this is the state of the show.
Six more minutes of applause. Ethan in for the rebuttal.
Yeah, and now for the Democrat side.
Yeah, Ethan, take it away.
Here is Ashley Moody of Florida.
Do it like Katie Britt did it.
Yeah. Oh, do it like Katie Britt.
All you have to do is almost cry the whole time.
So I'm pretty offended by quite a few of the things
now,
that
this
you
is
said.
This is your time. I can't comment here.
You just did.
Yeah.
You're already
step
stepping on my ability to speak by even talking and using your white male voice.
This is like Trump and Zelensky just getting out of here.
Step on me.
He's really taking the Democrat thing to...
Now you're starting to let it out a little bit. I'm appreciating the feminine side that you're showing there.
Whatever.
Little bit offended right now by some of the things that were said. Not a fan. Not a fan. Maybe if you had...
Can you cite specifics? Because it sounds like you can't.
He didn't really actually
listen. He didn't listen.
Here's what I can say. It was more so about the tone in your voice.
Mm.
There was a cockiness of, I'm just better than you because I'm a male and I'm white.
Oh.
And I just don't appreciate it. You know? Maybe I could if I wanted to cite something specific, but... I don't really feel like that right now. And I am empowered to not have to do that. Ryan Wiggins?
Would this help you?
I feel like I'm getting on a Disney ride.
I do too, doesn't it?
It's great. I love it. No, that's
it. In a strange way, it is kind of calming me. I'm not sure what it's doing to me, but the tension is just...
dissipating.
Feels like it's just leaving my body right now.
As somebody who just... So I was talking about the state of the show. I cited some very specific things, mm-hmm. some achievements,
mm-hmm.
and you just came in and said it was all stupid. Well, you're on the show.
For context, I was told to share the liberal democratic side of it going
he's
in.
He's just doing what he was told.
I was trying to play a part that really was fighting against the actual reasons with no reasoning.
But in that, you've succeeded.
That was based all around my feelings and emotions.
I
thought I did a pretty good job.
For 2 hours time.
Yeah, well done, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan, very much.
Thank you.
That could have been way worse. Almost.
There wasn't really much to it until the very end.
I liked the random quotes.
You brought it home.
Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah.
And Sun Tzu. That's how I would actually do a speech. Like that, I'm not capable of doing a better speech than that. That's the problem.
What were the quotes? What was that one?
Marcus Aurelius once said, "It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live."
Is that a real Marcus Aurelius?
From like
quote?
Gladiator.
And then what's the other one?
Sun Tzu says, "Even the finest sword plunged into salt water will eventually rust."
Do you want to elaborate on that, I think you've said it.
I think my point is clear.
Yeah. Well, that is the state of the show. We are not going to ask you to grade that. However, on YouTube, we will ask you to grade the State of the Union. How do you feel about where the country is right now? If you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, youtube.com/@AnnieFry, you can grade the State of the Union, A, B, slash C, D, or F. Before we take a break here real quick, Ryan, your thoughts on the state of the country, the state of our union?
Yeah, I am very much... We've had a lot of comments on this today.
Yeah.
And a lot of the comments are saying, I think, the same way that I'm feeling, which is that... We are moving in a better direction. I think 4 years from now, we're going to realize how much has changed in America. We're going to be battle weary, but we will be stronger.
Are you still doing a speech?
Yes, I am.
How does Marcus Aurelius feel about this?
Any quotes?
How about Commodus?
I would say really in 4 years that we'll all walk away saying even the finest sword plunged into salt
Stop
water.
Stop it. Okay. Jackie on YouTube says, "I voted A because they have done a hell of a lot in a short amount of time. It will be bumpy, but that is to be expected during repairs." Mark says, "A, just watching the liberals freak out gives them a B+. Brad, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I like Ryan had said, I think that
I'm a B, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you are.
We are definitely trending in the right direction. We're not there yet. We got a long, long way to go. But man, for the first, 6 weeks or so, this has been a wild ride. But everything has been moving in the right direction and moving so well that anybody that would try to hinder our movement in the right direction hasn't really even been able to find
footing.
Now
he's doing it.
Let alone...
It's like we have to fill time.
Yeah. Let alone actually come up with a credible assault. I mean, we talked about that
with... assault?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, even the finest sword when plunged into salt water will eventually rust.
Don't just say that again.
But
Ethan?
It's still just as true, though.
Grade?
Is this Ethan?
Did you say Justin Trudeau?
I think if you check the tape, you're going to find that I did.
Let's speak to another American. Ethan.
Is this Ethan talking or blue-haired Ethan talking?
This is Ethan. We want
Ethan
you.
Talking. I would give it a B/C. I think I would lean more towards a B between those two. On the way up, I think you said it perfectly, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Which you were just quoting the people, so you didn't really say anything. The people said it well. B/C. It's on the way up. Not entirely there yet. I'm very curious to see where the government spending cuts continue to go. It's been exciting, obviously, but is this going to be a short-term thing, or is this going to continue going on and on?
I'm in the B/C, but probably a B+. I think that we're a great nation, and I think that it's very hard to keep America down. They've tried very much so to do that, but after the election, man, I just feel like we are just forging ahead into the right direction. We're not there yet, but we're very close to an A. Quick break. We're going to get your thoughts on the other side of this, including the results Ethan will provide to us. Shelley said, "I voted B/C. This is not a grade for Trump, but for where the country is headed as far as cleaning up messes and giving people something to be hopeful about." If you'd like to have your comment shared here in the chat, Annie Fry YouTube, youtube.com/@AnnieFry. You can vote in the poll. It's in the live chat portion where you can also leave us a comment. We'll be right back. Everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. Hey, yeah. Huh. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I want to dance. Clock strikes upon the hour. The sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Now, if you missed it, you just got the state of the show, and that was something that Ryan put a ton of work and effort in for the last 2 hours after I asked him to do it. And I think you did. I think you nailed it. I think that I can give you more assignments in the noon hour, and we can have them in the 2 o'clock hour.
Eh, it wasn't really my goal.
Hate to hear that. You need to fail forward, bud. I think it was good. I appreciate you doing that. Most of it. At least the parts that I understood.
Yeah, the parts at the end that were real.
Yeah, that's good. You said you had a story?
Yeah. This is a bizarre, bizarre thing that happened. I thought, gosh, what a ridiculous thing that I'm on the radio. I get to tell this story. Okay.
I'm real nervous.
So I'm leaving a store on, I think, Sunday. And I decided instead of leaving out this exit, I'm going to try to go through the parking lot. Because it's going to be faster to go through the parking lot than to go this way. So, whatever. So, I'm driving through the parking lot at a Home Depot. And I'm going just a little bit faster than you would if you were looking for a parking spot. Not much, but just a little bit because I was just kind of cutting through it. And a lady, I assumed it was a lady. I couldn't quite see the driver. Pulls out.
Why? Is it because of how they were driving?
Maybe. Pulls out, backs out of her spot so fast.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not really going that fast that I almost hit her. I had to slam on my brakes. And it's one of those where everything in your car that's on a seat flies forward and is now on the floor. And the problem was not that she was backing out, but it was that she was, as she was backing out, she was going to turn. And I was so close to her that she would have backed into me. And so she was backing out of the spot way too fast and not looking at all. And so I had to honk. And there's no way when you honk to tell somebody, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to make you aware. You honk and it's just...
Should we have different kind of signals for a honk?
I almost feel like...
Here's a honk that's like, oh, hey.
Yeah, with your
hey,
left
Ryan,
hand, it's like, beep, beep. And the other one's like,
Rrr. It's like Morse code, yeah.
Yeah.
And one's like...
But there's not. It's all the same honk.
Bless your heart.
Or the New Jersey version.
Yeah.
So, I had to honk just to make her aware. I assume it was her. All I could see is the passenger, and the passenger was a very old lady. And from what I could see, I thought the driver was an older lady too, but I couldn't quite see. So, no big deal. This person driving that I figured was a woman started to pull back in, but it took the person a minute because she really had no idea I was there. So, okay, she gets back in the spot. So I start driving. No big deal. Whatever. So I'm driving up out of this parking lot, and I look in my rearview mirror, and I'm like, oh, no. I hope this person is just right behind me waiting at a stoplight now, because I wasn't trying to make them mad. But I think it is them. They had kind of a recognizable license plate, and I could see in my rearview, I think that's that person. So I'm going up into my neighborhood, and the person follows me. And I'm like, well, they could also live up here. I have no idea. So I make a turn onto the main road. And I'm thinking, if they're coming up here in general, they're probably likely to be on this same road. So what I'll do is I'll turn off onto a side road. And if they follow me then I'll know, oh, we're getting a little, maybe they're actually following me. So I get to this spot in the neighborhood and I turn off to the right. Well, the person behind me turns off to the right. So I'm like, okay.
It was me, guys.
Are they really following me? Because it still could just be in the neighborhood, right? So then I get to another stop, and it's either straight or left. And I'm like, well, 50-50 here. I'll just go left. They follow me left. I'm like, okay. Still could be just that they're going to their house, and I happen to be going that direction.
They're so like, he's following us to his house.
Yeah, how would I? So I go forward a little bit more. There's a couple of side streets that I passed that I was like, I guess I could go on one of these, but then what if they go down them? So I keep going. I get to another stop. And at this one, I can go left, straight, or right. And I'm like, I think I'm going to go right because if I go straight or left, then it's clear that I don't want to go to my house because if they are following me.
Yeah, that's the number one thing you don't do.
I don't want to go to...
Don't bring the crazy home.
Right. I live on a street where, you know, even if you didn't follow me onto my street, it's not a long street, so you would know kind of where I live, but you could follow me too, so I'm not going to do that. And that was, if I went left, that would be toward my house. So I'm like, well, either straight or right. Straight makes the most sense because there's a lot more neighborhood in the straight, but if I go right, then I'll know a little bit better if they're following me because there's very few houses over here. So I go right. follows me.
This story would be awesome if that's they just went a different way.
Isn't that great? And then we went our separate ways and nothing happened. So now I'm at the final turn where if I go left, I can go kind of back into the neighborhood, or I can go right and go down a cul-de-sac. And there are not that many houses down this cul-de-sac. So I'm like, now I'm getting kind of heated because I'm like, first of all, I didn't do anything to you. And if you're following me and you're mad at me, I'm getting mad. Second, if you are following me, and again, I don't know who that driver is because I couldn't tell who it was. What's this going to be? So I go right down the cul-de-sac. They turn right. Follow me down the cul-de-sac. At the very end of this thing, I'm like, all right, here we go.
We're out of time, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow at noon, I will finish the story.
Now, I don't know if you would.
So I get the end of the cul-de-sac. There's two houses at the end of this thing. One of them has a family playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I'm not going to try to turn around in that driveway. So I'm turning around, and I kind of had to go into this other driveway to kind of get around. But immediately when I turn around, I'm like, I'm rolling my window down, and I'm going to ask them very sternly, can I help you? Because I did nothing wrong to this person if they're mad at me. So I turn around, and I roll my window down, and I glare at this old lady who pulls into her driveway at the end of that cul-de-sac. That I had just halfway pulled into. And she is trying not to make eye contact with me at all. She thinks that I have somehow found her house and am pulling into her driveway.
How do you know she
lived there?
I had
no clue. Because she was with another old lady and they pulled in the driveway and I watched them open the garage door.
You saw the garage door open?
Yes.
So you know for sure.
Yes.
So you, by happenstance, found
all
her home.
All these turns. All these random turns. And I end up basically at the woman's house.
God, your life is made for radio.
Right?
So not fair.
And I was ready for a brawl. I'm like, what's going to happen here, you know?
With the two old ladies?
He's like, all right, grandma, here
we go. Rick says senior abuse.
I didn't know if it was an old lady. I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. I couldn't see.
How are you going to start that brawl?
I was just going to start yelling, like, just pointing at my chest. It's like, yeah. You see these?
Start quoting Marcus Aurelius. I know
pecs.
Things.
You see these pecs?
They're built of muscle.
I'm a man.
Gummy bears.
What are you going to do if these people listen to the Annie Fry Show?
And what's that?
There is no way this story happened to anybody else. What if these two lovely women are listening to the Annie Fry Show right now?
What's the other one named? Be named? I can't
think. You should have come up with one faster.
Betty.
I'm struggling. Betty. Doris and Betty.
Doris and Betty. I would just tell them, I feel so bad that I probably scared you to death. Because I was not intending to.
They're at Card Club right now telling the exact same story.
I hope so. I hope they are. And I do. I kind of feel bad. I didn't do anything, obviously. I didn't do anything wrong. But the whole time, I'm like, man, this is getting pretty intense. What's going to happen here? I was actually glad to see the family at the end of the road because I thought, if there's going to be some sort of fight.
Were you actually gearing up for a brawl?
I was actually I'm like, what is this person? You can send a message. If you're really mad at somebody, you follow them a little bit.
Right.
You send a message. You don't then go down a cul-de-sac with them. You know, you're getting ready to do something to them if you're following down a dead end.
You follow them if you're wanting to send a message?
I could see that happening. Yeah. If you're really mad at somebody and you like somebody cuts you off, you follow them real close.
No.
I could see it. But
Jackie says they'd be granny fannies.
Well, if that's the case, just know that I think that you ladies are great. I think you should watch where you're pulling out in the Home Depot parking lot. But aside from that, you guys are fine.
That's kind of rude.
They did mess up.
You just want to make sure that the takeaway is that they should have done better.
They should have done a little bit better.
I think that
on
they
the front
said that you were
thing.
Speeding through the parking lot.
No. I knew that was going to come
irresponsibly.
Up. I was not. I was just barely above an
idol. This young man had to be 15, 16 years old driving through the Home Depot parking lot like a bat out of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Almost hit the back of my car.
Giant pecs screaming at us, following us all the way to our house somehow in the front.
I don't think
freaking
that's
teenager.
What they're saying. I don't know.
It might be.
Joint address to Congress tonight, 8 o'clock our time. We're covering it here on 97.1. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, we are. Full thing starting at 8 all the way till 11. Full coverage.
With Fox News coverage, mm-hmm. as we are St. Louis's Fox News radio affiliate here in St. Louis, and very happy to be. We asked you today on the Annie Fry YouTube channel to grade the State of the Union. How do you feel about the country right now? Ethan, you want to hit us up with some results?
243 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll, which, as you mentioned, asks to grade the State of the Union. We'll start from last to first. 5%. Give it an F, 9% give it a D, so that means the rest of it going into the upper half, I should say. B/C gets 58%, and A gets 28%, so, you know, the large majority, a fan of what Trump is doing so far.
Thank you so much for listening today. That joint address to Congress, I might be on YouTube tonight. There's a science fair project due this week, and Ryan's got things to do, so we're not going to be all together tonight, but I might jump on and broadcast live. We'll wait and see how the time goes. Overtime on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, right here, right now. Mark Reardon on 97.1, next.